Do you know what a food addiction is?
Food addiction is just like a drug and alcohol addiction. An addiction is when the body becomes chemically dependent on one or more substances and needs these substances to function normally. If someone has a food addiction, then their body has become dependent on a particular food or eating behavior.
Some symptoms of food addictions are gorging more food than one can physically tolerate, continuing to eat certain foods even if no longer hungry, eating in secret, isolation, decreased energy, difficulty concentrating, suicidal ideations.
How do you know if you have a food addiction? Food addiction is diagnosed with a questionnaire and looking at behavioral symptoms of the person. The Yale Food Addiction Scale is one of the many questionnaires that determines food addiction. It has 27 questions that doctor asks the patients.
Now here are some fun facts.
There is over 70 million adults in the United States who have a food addiction. And 50% of people who have a food addiction also suffer from other substance addictions. Now, here are a few stories about some people who do have food addictions.
Lauren is a 75-year-old African-American who is morbidly obese. She was diagnosed with a food addiction in 2006 and weighed 321 pounds. Being a food addict, she has had many health problems. For an example, diabetes, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, and limited mobility, which has caused her to use a wheelchair. Now she has lost 180 pounds and more. She does not need a wheelchair and no longer needs medication for her diabetes and high blood pressure. She is now healthy and has not binged for over 10 years.
Mary F. is one of the many food addicts in the United States. She has suffered from food addictions for the first 37 years of her life. She weighed 160 pounds in third grade. Then she weighed 300 pounds through her high school years. She felt hopeless and depressed most of the times and repeatedly considered suicide as an only option to relieve her of the shame she felt. Then, in 1990, she went for treatment and learned she was a food addict. She has now maintained a 200 weight loss for 19 years. She has not binged since 1990 and no longer experiences cravings and is now healthy again.
Now for some interviews. What percentage of kids do you think have a food addiction?
50.
What percentage of women do you think have a food addiction?
64%.
What percentage of men do you think have a food addiction?
55.
Do you think teens or adults have a bigger percent for food addictions?
I think teens.
How do you think you can stop a food addiction?
By limiting the amount of food you eat.
What do you think the least addictive food is?
Brussels sprouts.
Why do you think food is so addictive to some people?
The flavor of the food.
Age do you think is the most popular for food addictions?
12 to 14.
How do you think you can prevent food addiction?
As a parent, I will limit my child to only a certain amount of food, but still making sure they get enough food.
What do you think a symptom of food addiction is?
Not being able to control how much you eat and not being able to stop.
Now, here are the pop-up questions.
Mary.
What do you think the most addictive food is?
Ice cream. What percentage of the United States do you think have a food addiction?
78%.
What do you think the most addictive food is?
Pizza.
What do you think the most addictive food is?
For me, personally, probably cake.
Either ice cream or pizza.
What percentage of the United States do you think have a food addiction?
Probably like 79%. What do you think the most addictive food is?
Probably like any junk food.
What do you think the most addictive food is?
Chicken.
Yeah, chicken.
What percentage of the United States do you think have a food addiction?
Oh my god.
70?
What do you think the most addictive food is?
Probably any type of meat.
Probably like sweets and stuff.
What percentage of the United States do you think have a food addiction?
I would say 12%.
What do you think the most addictive food is?
Fast food.
What percentage of the United States do you think have a food addiction?
Over 50% probably.
Thank you for listening.